Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal here on 720 WGN. We're going to do the next hour of the show as our tribute, 30th anniversary tribute to the, I declare it, the 30th anniversary tribute to the Wild Hair. Sure. I really do think it's one of the most important clubs in Chicago. And we've got a great band tonight, Gazay. And we have the co-owner of the Hair, Azrat Salesi. Am I doing okay?
You're doing fine.
I've known you.
You just know me as Ashraf.
Yeah. So how you been?
All right.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Thank you for coming in. I think the whole story, not only is the music invigorating, but the story of the club is very interesting. So tell me how it started.
Well, Wild Hair was initially a country western bar
right
up on North Clark. By Wrigley Field, right? And a couple of reggae bands ended up being booked there for a day, like on a Wednesday and a Thursday. And I never looked back. It turned out it was so great. It just became an institution after that.
And how'd you get involved? You were born in Ethiopia, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And how'd you come to Chicago?
Oh, I was in school at Illinois Wesleyan. That's where I went to school. After school, I came to Chicago. Started working and formed a band.
You were a pre-med student?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you know that.
And what was the first band you formed?
It's called Dalal. We kind of played around for about 10 years or so until we hooked up with Ziggy.
Ziggy Marley?
Yes. And then... rest is history.
And Dalal, I mean, you know, Dalal made it. You guys made your mark. I mean, tell us what the reggae scene was like in '86.
Wow,
in the whole city. Biddy Mulligans was doing stuff.
Biddy Mulligans was doing stuff. Phoenix was doing stuff. If you remember Phoenix,
yeah.
There was a club called The Grill up on Broadway, Coconuts. Yeah. You know, if those who remember Chicago's North Side pretty well. So, it was a great time, you know, personally for me because there were. Like 4, 5, 7, 8 bands actually, and everybody was kind of gravitating towards Chicago, all the best reggae musicians, and some of them ended up backing some of the biggest acts, you know, international acts too.
So there were enough places for people to play.
Oh, right? Absolutely. There's you can book yourself at least 4 or 5 nights a week. You know, all over the city, makes a big difference.
Was that the same time ska was even happening? Like, was Heavy Manners part of that scene, or was that?
Oh yes, yeah. Heavy Manners was. They're a completely different level, actually. Yeah, Heavy Manners were great.
Yeah,
it's one of the great bands in Chicago. Yeah.
How'd you guys hook up with the Marley family?
Well, we heard that Bob, his last tour, he had known about this bunch of Ethiopians. Playing reggae in somewhere in the Midwest, you know. And what I heard was that somebody gave him one of our flyers that was printed for us, a show that we did in Washington, D.C. at some point. And he knew we were here. He'd known about the band. We were supposed to have met him when he came to Chicago. But he got sick in between. He never made it to Chicago. I think he got real bad sick in Philadelphia. So, but his wife, Rita, knew about what was about to happen. So after he passed, she invited us over to Jamaica for the first anniversary of his passing. And that's how we hooked up with the family.
And the family went in and out of your club. I mean, it was a destination point for them, the Wild Hair.
I mean, in those days, Ziggy was a very young man. He was barely in high school, I think. But eventually, as we got to know them better, we started going back and forth to Jamaica. And by then, Ziggy came of age and was ready to do his own thing. So we became his recording and backing band for a while.
Lauryn Hill met Rohan Marley there? Is that true?
Rohan was a very young man. He was even younger than Ziggy.
Yeah,
both Rohan and even Kimani. And Steve was maybe about, 10 years old? So everybody was young. Ziggy was the oldest, so.
But you've had, it's been a destination point for celebrities and musicians. I mean,
Oh, yes.
Being by the ballpark, I heard that Dusty Baker would come in there.
Dusty Baker used to come in there. I have a signed ball from him.
Do you really?
Yes. Ryan Sandberg used to come there.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Incognito, of course. In
Luol Deng?
Luol Deng used to come a lot. Who else? Richard Dent used to come from the Bear.
Well, that's why I think, and I've written this, that's why it's important. It's a portal for tourists and the Caribbean community. Can
right.
you talk about, I guess, what it was doing at Wrigley Field, and we'll get to where you are now, but
right.
how important is it for people to network and get to know other people from other parts of the world at your club?
Well, that's one of the things. You can run into anybody from anywhere in the world at the Wild here. Aside from, you know, obviously the Cubs games brings everybody, be it tourists or, you know, part of the Chicago area. But word goes around, you know. What's different in Chicago? Well, there's this reggae club up on the north side, and those who had come have always liked it and come back and sent friends and what have you. So, yeah, it was a great place.
And when did you leave? When did you leave the Wild here and to your current location, which is 2016?
That was 2011. Yeah.
And why did the club have to relocate?
Well, as ownership, were six of us, all band members. You know, the band owned the club, actually. Over time, you know, part of the band had, you know, decided to move on. Some went back to Ethiopia, and those who remained behind. So we had to sell the property, you know, and move to the present location. Yeah.
2610 North Halsted.
2610 North Halsted, yes.
How did the Wrigley Field neighborhood change in the time you guys were there?
Oh. The Wrigleyville I remember is when there was no night game, and it was pretty much a quiet area, to be honest with you. I'm sure you remember it.
Yeah.
There wasn't much going on after, you know, especially after the Cubs season. Even Cubby Bear used to close once the season was over. But for the most part, it was a very quiet, not necessarily quiet, but it was sort of where Sluggers used to be now, used to be a garage. Mm-hmm. Behind us used to be a Bethlehem Steel plant, stamping plant, I guess.
Sure.
And the place used to shake, actually. I remember. if you're inside the club, you can sometimes you feel the ground shaking from the stamping. That's how I remember it, you know. But, you know, gradually, within like 10 years from then, it just became a whole different neighborhood.
Then how did you pick your current location, which was a former Notre Dame-themed sports bar?
Yeah. yeah. Leave it to the Wild here to run into things like that. you know. No, we just kind of stumbled upon it, to be honest with you. We were looking for when the place closed. We closed at on Clark Street in 2011. We didn't want to wait that long before we kept the place going. We didn't want to wait until we found a place that we can buy and remodel and do all of that kind of stuff. So. We were just looking around, and we just happened to stumble upon what was then Victory Liquors, actually.
You're playing at the Wild Hare tomorrow night. Tell us about that show. You do every Sunday night, right?
Every Sunday night. We say Sundays are fun days.
And
lots of fun on a Sunday night.
That's Rocket talking.
Big singer, bass player.
Yeah. Tell us about the song you just played.
We've been asking, you know, ourselves, you know, why do we have to be fighting and, you know, no more war. Just no more war. We just need peace. So really, that's what this song is really all about. Yeah.
And that's an original composition?
Original composition, yeah.
Do you want to introduce the band?
Yeah, we got
just tell who's on
Rafael
who's the instrument?
On keyboards, who is also co-owner of the Wild Hare. And then we have Frankie on trombone, We got Martin Dale on guitar, Atta on the drums, hiding back there, and TK on the saxophone.
Tiki.
TK.
TK. Okay. All right. And we were helping you with the load-in. You were saying we were doing a shout-out to Dominica?
Dominica.
Dominica. Now, Dominica.
Not Dominican Republic, because some people get mixed up by that, but we have to big up Dominica.
And that's where you're from?
Yeah, that's where I'm
from. And how did you migrate to Chicago?
School, like us, right? You know, in the small islands, you feel you want to make a better life and, you know, get more opportunities up here in America instead of, you know, back in the islands.
Now, when you come here, is there family up here? I mean, how do you network? And then I want to take that into how did you form the band?
I had family up here, so I came up for school, and, you know, music, you know, has been my life. So it took over from school.
And when did you come up?
Ooh, a long time.
Long time ago?
1975.
1975. So same question.
I was a little boy. Yeah.
How has it changed? How many of your countrymen live here now? And
quite a few have migrated to America. You know, most of them live in New York.
Right.
You know, but I notice in Chicago right now we have quite a few Dominicans living. In fact, Martindale is from my country, so he also, you know.
And how do you network? I mean, are there restaurants? Did you meet through the club? I mean, how do people get to know other people from the other countries when they come here?
Well, people, they follow their friends and family. So, you know, there's one guy here, you would get a number, you call, and you get hooked up. And we're trying to kind of build a following like that on Sundays when we play at the Wiley. You know, get some our island people to come
They come out
and support.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what the name of the band means, translated.
I wish Rufael was there to join me, but it's an Ethiopian word called meaning time. It's the Ethiopian language, Amharic. I wish I'm saying that right.
Gotcha.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. And when did the band form?
As a matter of fact, next month we'll be doing our 25th anniversary.
That long? I didn't know that. Wow. Wow. So do you play other places in Chicago? Do you have regional?
Well, we do Gizeh tours all over the country, actually. Especially, you know, the festivals and concerts and stuff like that. But when they're in Chicago, home base is the Wild Hair.
Yeah, it'd be like that. You're like the house band.
Yeah.
Well, you're owners.
Not just that.
It works that way sometimes. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news and come back with some more music. That was awesome.
Cool.
So thanks for bringing all this down for us.
Thank you. Well,
we'll be back with more Nocturnal Journal after this.
That's it, that's it, that's it. Hey, that's it.
Gatsa, Gatsa. Hey, yeah, man.
Why?
Hey, man, up. Dig it by. Dig it by. Dig it by. Back with. Dig it by. 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 Hey! A Bubesa, I'm a big, I'm a big. Hold on. Hey, Chepe, Roof, Maje, Rufael, Maje. Chepe Palaje. Tout le monde passé. Hey, quatre femmes. Hey, my man.
Aïe.
Hey, chepe balaje. Dig it by. 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 Dig it by.
There should be a cover charge in here tonight. Thanks for listening here to Nocturnal Journal with Gazé.
Now,
Gizé, which means time. You want to get close to the
time?
Mic there? And I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, come on in.
I've got a question here. Tell us again about that song, like the roots of that song. It kind of has a calypso thing going on. Tell me about that.
That song is really from my roots, my island of Dominica. I was singing in Creole.
Yeah.
And it's all just a happy song about, you know, telling people to dance when they hear the beat and You know, so really that's where it comes from.
So what are the influences there? I mean, was there, when you were growing up, I don't know much about the music in your homeland. Was there a calypso thing? Was there
very
a reggae
calypso,
thing?
Very yeah. calypso, yeah.
Yeah, tell me what all you heard.
And the thing is that where Dominica is situated is right between two French islands in the Caribbean, Guadeloupe and Martinique. And I guess because of that now, we got a piece of that Creole, you know, okay. stuff from them, so... Yeah.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
Now, where? Tell me again. What's your name again?
TK.
TK. Okay. Yeah. And where are you from?
I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's what I wanted to talk to you. So, how did you get in this band, and how did you come to Chicago?
It's kind of it's kind of a fun story. I walked into the Wild Hair, and I liked the band, and I was like, "Hey, I have my saxophone." And Rock is like, "Oh yeah, you bring it with you?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Come on up." And so I played with them that night, and I caught on to the stuff that they, you know, were doing, and I was having a good time, and I really liked the guys, and they kept me around.
And how long ago was that?
2008.
2008?
Yeah.
And what brought you to Chicago?
Yeah.
What brought you to Chicago?
That's kind of a long story, but pretty much I was looking for a new thing for my life. I needed to get out of Oklahoma, and I landed here, and this place has offered me lots of opportunities in music. All over the city from all kinds of genres of music. But out of all the bands I've been in, I've been with Gizeh the longest.
And I mean, had you played, that's why I wanted to talk to you, with your Oklahoma roots, had you played world music at all there? Was it a new thing when you got here?
I played a little bit of...
I think of Bob Wills and Kane's Ballroom.
I played some country music back home. A lot of blues back home, hung out at the biker bars. I spent a lot of time doing some traveling when I was younger and stayed in St. Augustine, Florida, and I got to play with a little reggae band down there. And that's kind of like reggae and hip-hop, but this is the first real reggae-style band that I've played with.
I'm also proud to say that she's one of the original people from America. So,
yeah. Right.
What tribe is that?
Native. I'm Cherokee.
Native.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
I'm proud to have her with us.
Wow. Yeah. It's really an interesting band. I mean, everybody's from everywhere in this band. The drummer? The drummer's from Ghana?
From Ghana.
Ghana. That's great. And Rocket? Yes. What was the band you were in New York?
Moja Naya.
Okay, and what was that band?
That was a reggae band as well.
Okay.
You know, all of the members are from Dominica. You know, but this is the best. I'm having the most fun right now with these guys. Rufael from Ethiopia. I got Frankie on the trombone from Trinidad. You know,
I've been to Trinidad.
Oh, well, you know.
I've been there for Carnival.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So you know how we do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Asrat. So I want to get back to you were in the band for a while. Tell us what happened. You hurt your wrist.
Yes, I dragging a Christmas tree.
Dragging a Christmas? I didn't know it was that.
That's what it was, yeah. I just slipped on the ice, hit it on the edge of a stairway and shattered my wrist.
And you were a drummer?
Yeah.
But now you can't drum. Well, you were drumming a little bit here.
I was drumming a little bit. I mean, I can do like an hour per set, but like I really can't like tour and play and that kind of stuff.
On my notes, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have you as, I mean, we'd say 86, 84. Is it one of the longest running? I know there was a little hiatus, but one of the longest running reggae clubs in America?
The longest running.
The longest running.
Yeah.
It's really
There's
amazing.
No other place. Believe me, for as long as we've traveled, we've seen a lot of places. But there's really no other place in this country or anywhere else. Not even in Jamaica, there's a club where you can go live, see live reggae. Pretty much like five nights a week.
And that's why I think your club is so important. And that's why I tried to champion. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the transition into the new place and what was that like. And be honest about the difficulties you had there.
Well, it took some getting used to for the neighborhood. You know, it was pretty skeptical about. As it is, they were pretty... nervous about adding another, as you know, the Kingston Mines is down the street.
Kingston Mines is a couple blocks away.
Yeah, it's a couple of blocks away. So they were kind of skeptical about having another live music venue around there. We had to fight a little bit and negotiate and, you know, come to terms and prove ourselves, really. And it's been okay so far.
It's been okay. You've got. Tell us about the new club and what's different from it. I know your parking situation is pretty good there. You have
parking's,
free parking.
Yeah. So one of the reasons, actually, one of the blessings, to be honest with you, and the difficulty we were having at the other place was the busier the area got, the more difficult it got for our customers to find parking. Used to be able to park on the streets, and it was then come permit parking, and then parking was like on average $15-$20. So it was kind of getting difficult for our people to come. So that's one advantage we have. The place we have now is, how should I put it? It's more intimate than the other place.
What's the capacity?
Capacity is 300. And it's divided in sections. At least we have a lounge section. We have a kitchen for the first time, by the way. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of cuisine?
Caribbean cuisine, mm-hmm. The best. I can attest to that. Invite everybody to come.
Well, give us a couple of must-haves off the menu.
Must-haves would be coconut shrimp, jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, see? Yes, and red snapper.
Yeah. And you got Caribbean beer. I brought my beer list here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Guinness, Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Carib. Yeah, when Carib. We can find it, it's a very hard beer to get, actually.
Now, I might have had Carib in Trinidad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I remember that during Carnival. I went right.
But it's hard to get a hold of, but when you do it, it is great beer.
Yeah, I didn't want to march in the parade all the time, and if I didn't march in the parade, they threw paint on me. What's that about? Yeah. It was like 4 in the morning. I wanted to go to bed, and they threw paint on me. We're going to take a break for a commercial. You got one more song in you?
Sure,
that was
ahead.
That last song was just awesome. Absolutely. So, all right, don't go away here on Nocturnal Journal.
Come dance with me.
I feel like dancing. That's 'cause you are free. Roots, rock, reggae. It's a reggae music. Come on, TK. Play us some music.
It's a reggae music.
A reggae music. Oh, yes, she comes.
Nocturnal Journal here on WGN. And thank you again. If you want to hear more of that, you're tomorrow night at the Wild Hare.
Tomorrow night and every Sunday night. Really. We're playing that roots rock reggae music every Sunday night at the Wild Hare.
And what time?
We start at 10 o'clock.
And
it's just such a nice vibe, you know?
Address, cover charge, all that information?
2610 North Halstead. It's only $5 to get in.
$5 to get
yes.
in? Yes. Do you guys have any CDs out?
Yeah, we got some.
Talk about that and how people can find them.
Go on CD Baby or really any of the music stores and on the internet, you could find it.
That's right. You said there was an anniversary coming up?
Yeah, Gizzy is having anniversary, 25th anniversary, March 19th, Sunday night at the Wild Hare. Saturday night.
Saturday
at the Wild Hare.
Saturday
yeah.
at the Wild Hare. Yeah. And we can say this is the 30th anniversary of the Wild Hare, on and off?
And on and off.
Yeah. You know, when I was listening to that song, do you get young people coming in? And young musicians and stuff? Is there a new generation coming up for this?
His son is also plays keyboard also when he can, Isaiah. But there are up-and-coming bands also. So this is one of the things in Chicago. A lot of young musicians coming up.
Well, thank you all for making this effort to bring all this great music down here tonight.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure and honor.
Thank you. And maybe you'll come back in the summer or something.
Absolutely, Dave. Appreciate it.